Let me walk you through everything a pilot of a small plane is thinking as they're coming into land. Currently on short final into Gladstone Airport. We were looking to refuel. Flaps are down to 100% now. We're committed to landing. Eyes are on the runway and my aiming point. And as I'm about to come over the threshold, which is... there it is. I'm going to reduce the power slowly back to zero. Eyes at the end of the runway. And I'm using that horizon to help guide the plane down to the ground softly, which there it is. And we're keeping the front nose wheel off the ground until it softly touches down. This one, I wanted to jump off at the taxiway quite quickly, so I braked firmly to exit the runway, which was a little bit closer to the fuel bowser. As we now exit the taxiway, once we're off the runway, I'll give a radio call, which you'll see in a second, that just lets all the aircraft know that I'm now off the runway. This is an uncontrolled airport, which means no tower. There you go, my fingers on the button. I'm off the runway, so now I've let everyone know. Excuse the loose taxi lines. My wingspan is very small, so it's not the end of the world if you drift slightly off. Now I'm heading down this taxiway. Next left will be where the GA fuel bowser is. It's kind of like filling up at a petrol station. There is a bowser, and you can swipe your card or your credit card, and you pay for as much fuel as you want. You'll see as we come in here, there it is, the bowser at the end. Really tiny at the moment, but just to the right of that hangar. I'm also about to call SARTIME, which is a search and rescue service here in Australia, which just lets them know that I've landed safely and they don't need to send a team looking for me. Going to pull up to the fuel bowser, whip the left wing round nice and carefully, and then we're going to jump out and fill the plane up with avgas. This plane takes around 348 litres to fill it up, and we're going to use pretty much all of that. Catch you next time.